call the Board of Supervisors for Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, December 4th to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held November 20th, 2019. Approve all claims through December 4th, 2019 in the amount of $536,519.30, which may have changed from previous publishing. That is the correct amount, though. Approve and place on file correspondence received, approve specs, and call for bids for materials required to construct 284-inch by 47-foot corrugated metal pipes with steel head walls and wing walls. The project is referred to as Pickerel Southeast, C-34-1150, between sections 20, 30, Township 5 North, Range 7 East. Bids to be opened on January 2nd, 2020 at 9:30 a.m.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. 7 in favor. The motion carries. On to the regular agenda. Are there any comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? Seeing none. Committee reports. Building and grounds. Winter lights.
Dave.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Start off the holiday lights that happened the weekend before Thanksgiving. We had a beautiful night for it and a large attendance. And so I'm excited. We're going to try and improve the north side next year. So we're going to have some meetings and discuss what can we do to lighten that up. I had Galen's crew come over and did some dirt work over at the Evans Center. We had an area where there was a drainage coming down onto the south parking area, so we put in 2 6-foot concrete block blocks. So we really appreciate that. And then I did talk to him about doing some a little bit of grading and putting some rock down in the north parking lot over there also. So it's going good. An update on the west garage remodel. They did put the windows in yesterday. The guys are finishing up the drywall mudding. It should be done by the end of this week. So it kind of sat idle the past couple of weeks, but it's moving forward. I think it'll happen pretty quick now. I ran the cabling. In Cartel came down and ran their cabling. So I think Philippi is coming today. They have the power installed inside of the office space, but they need to actually bring it from the boiler room. They're going to go up over the top of the roof in a conduit and drop it into the building. So things will start happening pretty quick over there now. So, and that's about all I have.
Anything for Dave? Thank you much.
Thank you.
Equalization. Finance and insurance. Mr. Jurgens.
Large ticket item. Bid for the concrete, sand and gravel. Rock and gravel, $43,702.51. Rock on for hauling, $15,098.33. Lamel plumbing, sheriff remodeling project, $42,000.
All right. Human resources, employee relations.
Really?
Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa?
Yep. I have a couple flyers out here, Craig. I was passing around. Just want to draw draw your attention to, next Tuesday we are actually coordinating and hosting at SCC the emergency livestock response training. And so what that is very simply is in the event, any time that a livestock trailer actually overturns, or those emergency processes that have to be used through animal use and animal handling, we're helping with that. So our first responders, many of the fire districts are coming in, but it's an all-day training at SCC. So we've got a sponsor for the meal and University of Nebraska Department of Agriculture will be putting that on. I know a couple of deputies, if their time allows, will be coming over, and city police will also be coming over. So we hope that's in the event nothing ever happens, but we know it will. So next Tuesday kind of proves to be a really busy day because we'll also be hosting, again, our zoning meeting, which will have a discussion on the amendment process at our meeting, too. So 6:30 for zoning next Tuesday night. So that's really all we got.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chair.
Just to recap real quick, when we were at committee on Monday, in negotiations with Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, they have, Jefferson County have two IT people in their county, and we'll see if we can work something out, maybe at least initially start an hourly rate. Use our people from time to time because we're having a hard time getting IT help on the weekends and holidays. So we'll see how that pans out. If it goes just one offers or if it's countywide, I don't know. But their county is interested in looking at that as well. So working through that process. Your packet for Monday has the statement price is currently on the contract on vehicles, just for more information than anything. So we get ready for next budget what we're going to try to do if we do anything. We had also listed the patrol fleet maintenance costs on each one. Great, asked about that here last meeting. One thing that didn't get on there, I don't know why, it was the miles, but we did put on, when it got put in service and what it was and the cost on it since it's been in the fleet. So give you some kind of idea where we're at on that. And then the last thing is we're moving evidence out of the Weimar impound as quick as we can. And the billing's just not adequate enough, and I don't know tasting based stomach to do any costs to fix it up where it needs to be for what we need it for. So we're going to try to get out of there in the next 4 months and try to transition up here and see what kind of room we're going to have when we get in working with Roger and things we need to get rid of and things we have to keep. We're going to work towards that goal. So that's about all we got.
Is there any savings from MIPS if we start hiring somebody else since we're kind of already paying MIPS for IT?
Well, they don't do us any good. I mean, that's a problem. They've made it very clear they won't come out and anything after 5 o'clock. I mean, it's good for courthouse. You know, it's great, but it isn't working for us. They've told them to do nothing with computers or anything in our cars. Understandable, because that's not their forte. So we have the city IT person comes in and does that on the cars for us. And so we're going to see kind of if this is something that's doable and what it might cost and what they can do for it. The one IT person, the second one they hired, installed all our cameras and all our equipment over there, so he has an idea of that already. So that might be cost-saving to itself instead of going back to the vendor to put it in. So we'll see how it works out. Time will tell. So.
Gus, why are we working with Jefferson County as opposed to just working with the city with their IT people?
Well, Norm is swamped. I mean, he's all he ever does with us down here is anything to do with New World, which is through the software to the city. Anything beyond that, he doesn't, really isn't his thing. So we're just going to see if this is something that might work out because they have, and Bolt Data has had them for many years over Jefferson County. They might have some ideas. Hopefully Norm can continue on with Bolt Data. I'm just looking at things beyond that point. So.
Along with what Gary said, there is the city in a position, because they've talked about needing an IT person, an additional IT person, haven't they?
They talked about it, but it never come to fruition. It's still Norm's, my understanding. So
that might be something to talk to Chief about, just to see if they are looking at getting someone else, because somewhere between citywide, they've got their electrical engineer's assistant, I think Chris Lindell, working, doing some IT work as well, and they are I know they're buried. So
yeah, that
might be a good conversation to have if we could do something that kind of mirrors a relationship with Carla where she...
Well, we're in a situation here where an IT person's a problem. I mean, that's... Mitch is a good fill for the courthouse, and it's just not for us. You know, it's just not for everything. So we'll certainly look out. Last I talked to Norm, it never come to be a second person, which was supposed to be my understanding, but it hasn't happened yet. So
you won't like this one. Is there a way we can get rid of some of the technology?
It's because it wears out. It's gone.
And we're not replacing it then?
Against Norm's wishes, we're not going to, no. But my intentions, anyway.
If we don't replace that technology, are we going to need that IT person then?
Well, you're still going to have computers. Replacing a technology with lesser technology, we'll still have computers. It'll be more like a Service Pro. It won't be the mobile data, which is a whole different monster in its own cell. So as long as you got computers, you're going to have IT people. We're never going to get away from that, but we're certainly not going to have the expense per car that we have now, is my hope. We're trying one out right now. We just purchased, and the unit we have in Bethany's, it's not to provide the same functionality for us, but Norm has his reasons why he doesn't want us to do it, and I understand that reason, but he understands my reasons, and because of money. And so that's what we're looking at trying to accomplish here as time goes on. We can't fix things up, and then we're just going to try to replace it with something of less abilities.
Any questions for the sheriff? Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Roden Bridge.
They're hauling on the 10th Township for the fall allotments. Dale had a meeting with CAT yesterday to follow up for ongoing issues with more of our CAT equipment. Had a discussion on the need for a snow blower for the keeper.
Anything else for Roden Bridge? All right, with that incredibly brief report there, we'll move on to Gage County Tourism. Angie, do you want to come up and steer us into this?
Yes. Angie Bruno with the Actress Area Chamber in Gage County Tourism. We have an opportunity to welcome, with your blessing, a new member to our Tourism Advisory Committee. Radar Reedy has agreed that he would fill a spot that came up for a term-limited position. Roger Hendricks has declined re-upping for his next term, and Radar has said that he would take that position. I don't know if you want him to come up and tell a little bit about himself or if you have questions.
That'd be great. Morning, Radar.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm Radar Reedy, long-time resident of Gage County, interested in tourism group. I carried on the Blue Spring Celebration Car Show for the last 10 years. Also been very involved in Johnston Cabin, the restoring of it, which you guys gave us a grant to do that, so thank you for that. That's going on well. So kind of like to join in this group to help what I can from maybe the southern part of Gage County. Came up with something yesterday with the trail running down through Blue Springs, Barston, what have you. Make sure that they put eating places and rest stops and stuff for the people who are visiting that part of the county down there, because I've had a couple people stop me and they work only find lunch or drinks or what have you. So it's kind of that. So hopefully I'd be a good asset to the group.
Any questions for Radar? Terry?
I've known Radar for a long time. I think he would be an excellent addition to the tourism board.
Since he's a Radar, could we have him attached to the sheriff's office?
Most of the time, Denny, the reason I had that name was I was on the other side of the cop car.
Okay, so what goes around comes around, right? He's a good man.
Well, with that, then, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove appointing Radar as a member to the Tourism Advisory Committee for a 4-year term, which would end June 30th of 2023.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any additional discussion on this? Vote. 7 in favor. Welcome aboard. Thank you. Our first meeting in January would be on, well, it'd be New Year's Day, of course, January 1st, so that'll be moved to January 2nd. That'll be where we reorganize. Of course, we have meetings in between there, but just for a heads up. Is there anything else for the good of the order? It's 9 o'clock. Ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Juergens. Vote. 7 in favor. We're adjourned at 9 o'clock.
Sorry you had to stay so long. Juergens, I'm sorry you had to stay so long.
Thank you.
I think it's almost the shortest in history. Just about. I don't know if we've had a shorter one. I don't think so.
Tina, he knows how to run a meeting.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
I'm going to try not
to. I'd hate to work for him.
What's this one?
Donations.
Oh, doggone it. I forgot my checkbook.
But does anybody want to donate?
You,
to see, I don't have my checkbook. I'd write another one. Sorry.
Well, I thought about writing one for a shirt at least or something. They're giving 25
bucks.
Well,
I mean, but this is two different things, yeah. So what whatever it? You... donation as far as for...
holy smokes, 9 o'clock.
For...
what are you looking for, Gary? Need a pen?
Employees out there in Naco, they're doing a fundraiser. All the counties, they're asking all the counties to raise like...
Are they all the same?
They're giving it to the employees that work at the motels and stuff when the flood came in, instead of going, and because some of them live on site there, they lost their property. They, instead of going home and saving their own stuff, they helped evacuate the people that were in the motels and stuff, and they lost all their stuff. So
when I get, I'm not sure if I'm giving you my normal $20.
No, I haven't had anything for a while. Yeah, I know.
So I need to give you $20 and $25, then, if I have money.
Okay.
I'll share with my doctor.
Okay. Well, yeah, because we're supposed to bring the money out. If we're supposed to have it to them by the 6th, if not, they'll take it when we go to the convention. So, I don't know.
Gary, are you available the day after Christmas in the morning?
Yeah.
Come down to the radio?
He always quizzes me about that.
Yeah. Sounds like fun to me.
Hey, good to you.
Let me talk to you about that, Lytle.
I enjoy coming in.
For the donation?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You'll be here? Okay, because I'm not doing it with somebody else.
No. We probably don't have anybody else anymore. We keep shedding staff.
Really?
Okay, so Eddie's.
Yeah, Dave and I.
That whole front office.
See you next week.
Is empty.
Hey,
I mean, you have Erickson.
They may not
I'll watch for you.
What?
If you have any problems, call me.
Well, floods can be kind of rough. Yeah.
Yeah, we found that out.
So we have dead air time coming, or?
No, we told them, you know, if we go any lighter, there's a lot of things we can't do.
No, I
won't.
If you go any lighter, what do you mean? Oh, I didn't
remember,
hear what the conversation was, so.
I don't remember where we were, but.
Really?